And speaking of warm temperatures,
yeah.
Kathy Hook is joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Kathy, Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Katie Donovan says we're going to get to about 90 today for the high in the Springs, 97 in Pueblo. Pueblo's going to hit 100 on Wednesday, so we want to talk about heat-related injuries.
We do. That's some heat out there today, and it looks like this whole week is just a great time to think and talk a little bit about heat-related injuries and deaths. In 2018, we had more heat-related deaths and injuries than we've ever had. So these are entirely preventable. That's not the trend that we want to see. Heat-related injuries, deaths, that's called hyperthermia. We talk sometimes about hypothermia, but it is preventable. But in these hot temperatures, we really need to take some steps. We hear about the children that are left in cars. Especially, in particular, if you are out of your normal routine and you're maybe not the one who normally takes your child to daycare or to drop off, please do something to remind yourself that child is back there. I know sometimes we think, who could forget a child? But we all have a lot on our mind. We're multitasking. So take your cell phone, take a shoe, take your work bag or your purse. Put it in the back seat by that kid, especially if you find yourself being, you know, a little bit more forgetful. Around your home, if you have young kids, a lot of the deaths have occurred when children will climb into an unlocked car. So make sure that your cars that are parked are secure, that they are locked. Half of the deaths are related to kids that were forgotten, and then about a quarter of them are from kids that gained access to that. So please be careful with our children, our pets, and those that are most vulnerable, that would be our elderly, disabled. Check on them. Check on those that we love during these hot times, because they're just a little bit more risk when we have temperatures like this.
Yeah, good advice.
And Kathy, let's talk about some heat-related illnesses, too, really quick, like heat stroke, stuff like that. There are some clear indicators for these.
There are, and thanks for bringing that up, Renee, because these are preventable, and they go in stages. It starts with heat cramps, and that's, you know, muscle cramping up or headaches or nausea. Then it can progress to heat exhaustion, and then, of course, heat stroke is deadly. When the body temperature gets greater than 103 degrees, when a person actually stops sweating, that's when they are in trouble. And that's actually the same for a dog. If you have your dog, sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to run into the store really quick. Dogs in particular, you know, imagine wearing a fur coat outside today and running around, or, you know, it just happens so much easier and they don't sweat like we do. So be really, really careful. If it reaches heat stroke level, that causes death. So, and that can happen so quickly, especially in a hot car.
Yeah, and Kathy, something also when it comes to walking dogs, and we like walking our dogs, but this time of the year when the pavement is hot, it can hurt their little paws.
It does. That asphalt can be up to like 140, 150 degrees. Imagine walking on that in your bare feet. So thanks for bringing that up. We love to take our dogs for walks, but be cognizant that they don't have shoes on their feet. They don't have flip-flops. So we need to, you know, make sure, even though we like to be with our dogs, take them for a walk in a cooler time of day, make sure they, too, are drinking water. That's the biggest thing we can do to prevent heat cramps progressing, is to make sure that we are well hydrated, both for our animals and for ourselves.
Perfect. Kathy, and I'm sure, of course, can get more tips on the Colorado Springs Fire Department website.
We can. Just go to ColoradoSprings.gov /fire, and all the information is on there. We are at moderate fire risk today, so we always like to remind people on these hot, hot days, be careful with where you use both of those cigarettes, and just be careful in general if you're barbecuing or using any type of fire.
Perfect.
Good advice, Kathy. Always good to catch up with you. Have a great week. We'll speak to you in probably next week.
Next week. Have a good week. Bye now.
Thank you. 841 KRDO's Morning News.